Trucks carrying South Sudanese men, women, and children make their daily trek to the BDBD Refugee Settlement Center in northern Uganda. Since December 2013, after a fallout between President Salva Kiir and the first Vice President Riek Machar, people have been crossing into Uganda to escape clashes between opposition and government forces. But some arrived as recently as July, like Halima, a young mother from the town of Yei. When clashes erupted in the central Equatoria state in July, her husband was shot dead in the chaos. She had to run with her four kids.
When the crisis started, there was shooting everywhere and people began to run. People were killed. They killed my husband. When I realized my husband was dead, I took the children and fled across the border into Uganda. We went through the forest and we finally got to Uganda.
Uganda's hosting a record number of refugees, not only from South Sudan, but also from neighboring countries like the Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC, and Burundi. Mike Sackett is the World Food Program Director in the host country.
Uganda is hosting a record number of refugees, almost 500,000. They come from Burundi, DRC, but particularly from South Sudan, which has been affected by very serious fighting, initially at the end of 2013, but even as recently as last month. Since that time, 75,000 new people have come into Uganda, and the World Food Program is providing essential food rations to them.
The World Food Program, or WFP, needs $7 million every month to provide food aid to the refugees, but the agency's facing a funding shortage that has forced it to revise its survival rations. Despite the generous support of donors, says Mr. Sackett, the agency will need an additional $20 million to restore full food rations to refugees for the rest of the year. The 200,000 refugees from South Sudan who arrived before July are receiving less food. However, those who arrived afterwards, particularly the vulnerable like the elderly, orphans, and malnourished, will continue to receive a full ration. Cuts are expected to affect about half of all refugees on food assistance, WFP confirmed. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.